Welcome to The Economy and You, a five-minute look at how developments in the local economy and financial field impact day-to-day life. On today's program, we explore credit bureaus and their function in Jamaica. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. So what exactly is a credit bureau? A credit bureau is an agency that collects credit information from lenders and other relevant sources and uses that information to establish an individual's credit history. Credit history refers to the number of loans an individual has and the rate at which the loans are repaid. For a fee, credit bureaus provide credit histories to prospective lenders to help them determine if an individual is suitable to receive another loan from their institution. The Credit Reporting Act 2020 provides the legal framework under which credit bureaus are licensed and may operate in Jamaica. Why is a credit bureau relevant to you? Lending institutions are increasingly relying on credit histories when determining whether or not to lend funds to individuals. Additionally, many businesses may opt to examine a person's credit history before deciding whether or not to do business with them. With that in mind, it's in everyone's interest to know the details of their credit history to ensure that it reflects positively on them. Assessing your credit history is simple. Sales and Marketing Manager of Jamaica's first licensed credit bureau, Credit Info Jamaica Limited, Kamar Williams, elaborates.
Every single consumer in Jamaica is entitled to one free credit report. It is available for everybody. Once you have borrowed out there and the institution that you have borrowed from is sharing information from us, then there's a high possibility that you could pull a report and see some data there. You could visit our offices, which is located at 25 Dominica Drive. That's the structures called the Towers. We're on the 9th floor, and we're usually open to the public between 9 and 4 o'clock, Monday to Friday. So if you walk with your IDs, that be the driver's license or the passport or the voter's ID, the tearing card, we'll take two of those four items, and then we'll process your report and provide you with that report within 24 hours.
Mr. Williams is urging Jamaicans to make the effort to check their credit histories to verify the accuracy of the information provided.
We are not able to authenticate every single bit of information that we receive. What we won't know is whether or not the loan that was reported that says that you owe $50,000 was really $5,000. And it's for that reason why we encourage every single Jamaican to take up the opportunity to pull the credit report, to not only know if information is there on you, but to importantly make sure that the information that is there on you is correct.
Third parties are not allowed to access an individual's credit report without their written consent. Doing so will have severe repercussions.
When you actually pull a report, one bit of information that is provided to you are the inquiries. And what an inquiry will reveal is which institution has pulled your report and for what reason have they pulled that report. So that if you did not authorize the institution to pull the report, then you can then file a dispute and that institution will have to bear the cost of $250,000 to $2 million or 6 months to a year imprisonment.
Mr. Williams adds that credit bureaus are playing their role in fostering economic growth for Jamaica.
We believe right now that we have a very stable structure in place. Certainly, it is conforming to the certain rules and guidelines that, you know, falls in international land, so that in the end, this delivers what it's ultimately going to do, which is really to stimulate economic growth by issuing access to credit and allowing for the small to medium enterprise now to grow their businesses faster on the premise that they can get the capital that they deserve to pump into their operations.
Sales and Marketing Manager at Credit Info Jamaica Limited, Kamar Williams. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for listening. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of The Economy and You.
You may apply for legal aid at the Kingston or Montego Bay Legal Aid Clinics, the Norman Manley Law School Legal Aid Clinic, or the Legal Aid Council. You may also inform the judge or magistrate in your matter that you require an attorney at law to represent you. Contact the Legal Aid Council at 948-4861 or email aid.legal@moj.gov.jm for further information. A message from the Legal Aid Council.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.